Here's a test program that uses the StackEvent class. So I'll include intstack.h to get the class definition. And inside of my main program, I'll declare a StackEvent object. Notice I don't have to say struct StackEvent or class StackEvent. It's just a type name. C++ does that for you. I'll declare an object stack, STK, and I'm going to initialize it with the value n, which is 5 in this case. And so when the StackEvent object is constructed, that constructor function will receive 5 as the value, and so it will allocate space on the heap for 5 ints. Now here's where you can see the way that an object is used to call a member function. It uses the normal structure member syntax, which is the dot. What I'm doing in the for loop is I'm pushing the numbers 0 through 4 onto the stack. I say stack.push sub I. That pushes the member function. It takes parameters like any other function can. In this case, a single int. That's the way we defined it. But notice that it is called in the context of an existing object using the member object syntax of a single period. So that push member function will be executed on behalf of the object STK. And that is all taken care of for you, and that's why we didn't have to worry about what the object was inside of our member function implementations. Well, once I push those onto the stack, now I will just empty the stack out, and of course we expect them to come in last in, first out order, which they do. So I can say while stack.size is greater than 0, in other words, while there are elements left on the stack, let's go ahead and call the pop member function and print that out at the same time. So we'll say cout gets stack.pop gets a space to keep them nicely separated. And when that loop is finished, I'll just do a new line and we're done.